Music, K105.3. Tonight's game features...
Are you ready?
Vandercook Lake and Columbia Central.
This evening's contest is brought to you in part by...
Aeroquip Credit Union. King's Equipment. Grimes Plumbing. Wolverine Steel Coating. Cali Express Mart. Wilby Transit Mix. Form Energy Drink. Jackson Public Schools. County National Bank. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Farm Bureau. Jenkins Insurance Agency. Trips Collision Center. The Neighbors. Industrial Steel Treating. Clothing Carousel. Summit Orthodontics. And Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school football. Tonight's matchup pits the Columbia Central Golden Eagles against the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in week six. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us this evening. And Mark, we were here just over a month ago, all the way back in week one. But here's the interesting caveat. At that time, that was a really chilly night. That was a fall night, but that was still technically summer. And meanwhile, today, we're in officially fall, but it's summer outside.
It's, you know what? I'm not complaining. I love this warm weather. And, you know, it is starting to feel like we've got just like a little bit of chill, fall chill in the air.
Yeah.
Just a little bit as the sun's going down. But I'm not complaining about that at all. And all that, you just, you know, you throw it into a hat, you shake it up, you pull out the piece of paper, and what it reads on it is, it's a great night for football. And that's what we have here, another classic Cascades matchup.
Now, I'm going to have to correct you. I don't know if that's the fall chill or just the air conditioner blast behind
us. Right. No kidding. They know how to use their split units here, don't they?
Yeah, but in either case, we do have some great football ahead of us this evening with Columbia Central and Vandercook Lake as we dive into the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. We're going to come back and talk about what we expect from these two teams coming back in 2 minutes. This is K105.3 Football Friends.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Attention students and parents, thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Good seeing you.
It is Vandercook Lake versus Lake Columbia this evening for K105.3 High School Football Frenzy as we're counting down to kick off the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. Columbia Central 2-3 in the early going. Vandercook Lake 3-2. Mark W. Daly, what do you think we can expect to see in this matchup?
I feel like we're going to see a competitive game. I feel like we're going to see two teams that have shown that they can score. I feel like we're going to see two young teams that are still kind of trying to find their way a little bit too. We saw Vandercook Lake last year. That was against East Jackson.
Yes.
And it felt like everybody on the field was a freshman or a sophomore. So they got a little another year's worth of experience, another year's worth of maturity. I feel like that Vandercook Lake team that we saw with that awesome running back last year has just stepped it up a little bit more. And they're seeing the fruits of that with, so far, a winning record on their season. And when we saw Columbia earlier this year against Napoleon, you know, you and I both said, there's great bones here. I think they were just a victim of some injuries.
Yeah,
that night.
Well, it's not often you have to play with a fourth string quarterback in a game.
I know, yeah. But it was good to hear that he bounced back and things are well there. They've had a pretty tough schedule, but they seem to have turned things around with a couple wins. So we've got two teams that are just trying to climb that ladder in the Cascades this year. So I feel like we're going to have ourselves a pretty competitive game tonight.
So Vandercook Lake, as you mentioned, they're 3-2 on the season, which is already one more win than they had last year. They finished 2-7 on the season last year, and last year was their first year back to 11-man football. Mm-hmm. They went JV only the year before that in 2023, and then the 3 years prior, they were down in 8-man. So this Vandercook Lake team, they're trying to build back up and have a formidable 11-man program in the Cascades for years to come. Against East Jackson, which has mostly played just JV only this year, Sand Creek, and then a close one, 17-16 over Addison 2 weeks ago. Losses, meanwhile, are against Manchester, and then in their last game, 14-12 close loss to Homer. And schedule gets a little bit tougher before the Cascades cross over. Of course, got Columbia Central tonight, and then they got Jonesville and Hanover Horton before that crossover.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them. Those rest of their schedule is going to be a tough way, but there's a reason why they call it the Rugged Cascades.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're kind of a victim of your schedule sometimes, whether it's an easy schedule, tough schedule. It's not going to be even across the board in the Cascades, but there are going to be those rugged points for you, and it sounds like Vandy's approaching that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, for Columbia, start a little bit slow. Of course, the loss against Napoleon that we did here, they were going blow for blow with Napoleon
for that first half.
Yeah, before all the injuries kind of really kicked in. And eventually able to pick it back up. They've now won two of their last three games, along with the loss to Michigan Center. Of course, they're just beating everybody. They're beating the brakes off of everybody. Mm-hmm. Michigan Center is the real deal. But meanwhile, the two wins for Columbia Central against winless teams, Grass Lake and Addison. Now, that said, of course, Grass Lake is showing with a 1-4 record, but they had the forfeit
win. Yeah.
The forfeit with East Jackson. So technically winless teams over there. So
this is going to be a night where we can kind of have a good measuring stick for these two teams to see where they're really measuring up right now. Yeah.
Yeah, and this will be a good chance to see, like, all right, Vandercook Lake, are they actually a 3-2 team? Are they a above 500 team? And then Columbia Central, you know, we'll see. Hey, can they get back to 500? And, you know, this is, as you mentioned, this could be a really good matchup between these two teams as, you know, they're trying to, I mentioned Vandercook Lake has a bit of a tough finish to the season. Columbia Central, of course, they have Vandercook Lake tonight. Mm-hmm. They actually have a chance, Columbia Central, to finish above 500 for the first time since 2019, I believe. They won five games in 2019. They have Jonesville and Homer in their next two games before the Cascades.
So they're kind of like the other side of that. Well, I guess I'm not exactly sure where Jonesville is on the season. I know things have been
for kind of middle,
about 500. Yeah. And I know Homer, in their last year or so in the Cascades, it's been kind of a struggle for them. They're looking forward to getting back to the Big Eight.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Columbia Center, again, this could be a big inflection point in terms of trying to at least get back to 500 and then, you know, next two matchups, hypothetically, maybe they win those. They could have a chance to win five games this year. So maybe they could be knocking on the door of a potential postseason appearance. Maybe they can sneak in and get one of those 32 spots.
Because you've got those that we've talked about, then whoever they play in the crossover. So, yeah, and those, they tend to have those teams line up as evenly as they could to get that little extra push into the postseason.
That'll do it for the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show here from Columbia Central High School. We got kickoff back in 3 minutes here on K105.3.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana-authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at AspenHeating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Live from Columbia Central High School, it is the Columbia Central Golden Eagles and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly as this one's kicked off. A short little squibber that's fielded just shy of the 40-yard line. And the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with the first possession this evening going from left to right on your radio dial for this first quarter.
One of the things that we just haven't seen a lot of this year are deep kickoffs.
Yeah, we haven't had any booming kicks, really.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of 20 yards. We're lucky if we get a 30-yard kick. They've all been kind of on the short side to start off the games.
I think maybe that Western game we did earlier, maybe they had some booming kicks, but otherwise not really. Three receivers right, one to the left for Connor Renfro in the gun for the Golden Eagles. Takes the snap, fires a pass off to the far sideline. That's going to be caught and immediately pulled down. Trent Troyer, the junior. It's going to be a gain of about 2 or 3 yards.
And we're going to go with number 80, Tanner Sildak, bringing down and making the stop on that one. But, yeah, just getting a couple 3 yards off of that first play. And you know, really what you want to do in your opening drive is to try to set a little tempo and try to get a feel for the defense. And if you're getting 2-3 yards a play, you're doing okay.
Give about 2.5-3 yards there on the play. Whistle's blown before the snap. It'll be a 2nd down 7, 2nd down 8 from the Columbia 39-yard line. So we'll see what's going on here. Columbia Central in their navy blue jerseys, navy pants, navy helmets, white numbers, gold trim. Meanwhile, for the Jayhawks, wearing their white jerseys, red pants, white helmets, red numbers. This road matchup for them, Columbia Central 2-3. Vandy is 3-2. Takes another snap for Renfro, handoff up the middle. To run in for the first down and then some. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Still going and forced out of bounds at around the 20. Huge run for the junior, Boston Pilasinski.
Dallas Swainpool was the one who forced him out of bounds, number 20. But I tell you, he ran through at least half dozen arm tackles, and by the time he got to about the 50-yard line, he put out a stiff arm that knocked the Jayhawk flat on his back, and that's what got him another 20, 30 yards at the end of that.
That was a 38-yard run for the junior. Big first down for Columbia Central, knocking on the door of the red zone as Columbia Central first and 10 from the Vandy 23-yard line. And now Vandercook Lake with an early timeout.
Didn't like what they saw. Didn't like what they saw and had to make some adjustments on this one.
So Coach Dan Medina is going to chat things over. We're going to leave it right here for the time being. And it's like we got someone parachuting over there, a paraglider up in the distance.
Well, you know, a lot of football venues, you know, they pride themselves on having the Goodyear blimp or some sort of drone thing. That's got to be the equivalent here for Columbia Central.
Maybe just trying to get a better angle vantage point of the game tonight.
You got to be careful, though. I mean, that strong breeze coming off of Lake Columbia.
A battle of the lakes this evening. Lake Columbia and Vandercook Lake. Sun starting the set here at the home of the Golden Eagles as we're about a minute plus into this first quarter. No score yet, but Columbia Central trying to score on this first drive. First and 10. Now a quick fire pass on the far side. That's caught by Troyer. He's got a lot of room to run. Cuts inside. Now going to be brought down at around the 11.
Number 10 and number 7 in there on the stop. 10 made the hit. Carter Richmond, 7 came in and finished it off. Sam Griffin for the Jayhawks, but a nice little route on the outside, caught it, just a little curl in, ran back towards the inside where it was void of defenders for a while, and just barely missing getting the first down. You're talking like an inch short of a first down here. They brought the sticks.
This is close. I don't know how this is not a first down, quite frankly. This is really close. Cool. They're right there. The down marker is right there.
Yeah, that's stick worthy. They're going to bring it out.
Oh. So they have it at about the 13-yard line.
Tush-push time, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So second and inches from the 13. Takes a snap, quick flip forward. That's going to be on the far sideline, sweeping into the goal line. Penalty marker is down. Elias Luzzi getting into the end zone. We'll see. This one could be coming back, or this could be a Columbia touchdown.
That was supposed to be right off the B gap. That got shut down, so he just backed up, popped it out, ran for the pylon, and in for the temporary score. We'll see what that flag means.
Yeah, we'll see. That was
looks like they're walking it back.
Yeah, a little flip pass forward to Elias Lozy, the sophomore, and it is going to be holding against Columbia. So that would have been a passing touchdown from Renfro to Lozy, but it's going back. Now that you could say this is second down.
Second and 10, yeah.
The full yardage right there. So back to the 23-yard line. On the penalty.
Original line of scrimmage.
Well, already we've seen that this Columbia Central team feels like they've got this Vandy defense already figured out. They're able to kind of move at will on them so far.
So back to a second down and 10 from the 23-yard line. Columbia, Renfro peeling out of the pocket to his right. Lofts this one near the end zone. That's going to be caught. I don't think he's in. He's going to be right at the goal line. Losey with a nice catch. And it looks like it's going to be first and goal from the half-yard line.
Yeah, he one of those that I wish we had instant replayed. We could watch that in slow motion because that was a great catch. Got some air, went up, grabbed it. Riley tried to twist on his way down to get that ball to the pylon, but they're saying down at about the half-yard line. So first and goal with very short to go. Sam Griffin responsible for getting him out of bounds.
And here we go. Going to be a quick handoff up the middle and easily into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. That's a handoff to Dylan Boone, the senior. Couldn't be stopped.
It felt like he was just kind of like a pinball, just bouncing off of bodies until he got across the goal line. Nobody really able to get him down. He just plowed through that line and got the score for the Golden Eagles.
Just a quick five-play drive for Columbia Central, going 64 yards and into the end zone for the score in just over 2 minutes of play. Columbia going for the extra point kick right here. The kick is up and the kick is good. 7-0 Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. 9:49 to go in this first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
7-0 Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake after a 1 yard Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from the senior Dylan Boone. And now Vandercook Lake trying to respond.
The cheerleaders do push ups after each score. It's homecoming here. Do you see how many cheerleaders we have? They're from 20-yard line to 20-yard line.
This is our second homecoming game we've done this season. We did the Grass Lake homecoming game a couple of weeks ago. Columbia Central kicking this one off. A short one that goes right to the 35-yard line. Fielded, returned for about 8 yards or so by the kick returner right there. That was Hunter Krasnowski.
Dylan Hammond 10, able to get the stomp on that one. You know, that's a kind of kick you got to be really careful with. That was a line drive, not to a typical return man, but, I mean, if you get it just right and you get somebody with some wheels, because the return defense didn't really have any time to set up there.
No.
All you had to do is get past one person and you're gone.
And had a pretty good return on top of that. So here we go. Vandercook Lake, first drive of the game. First and 10 from their own 45-yard line. The junior Justin Barnes in the gun. Man in motion to the right, takes the snap. Quick handoff to the left side, charging forward, and maybe gets a yard on that carry. Deshaun Roper, the junior,
just kind of got tripped up a little bit at the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure if you could really credit anybody with that tackle. It was just a matter of feet getting tangled up there. And if he breaks through, he had a good chunk of green over here on our side of the field if he's able to get through that line unscathed.
He just went straight down as it's just 1 yard on the ground. Second and 9 for the Jayhawks from their own 46-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Quick flip forward to Leland Barton, the talented running back, and he's going to be swarmed by this Columbia Central defense all the way back at around the 39.
Dylan Penix, the first one through to get there in the backfield and to get him corralled, and the rest of those navy blue jerseys just kind of swarmed to the spot right there. So far, this Columbia defense has shown that they're not going to let any ground game happen in this first drive for Vandy.
And just like that, it's going to be 3rd and 15.
Is that technically in the forever category?
That's probably bordering on forever, okay. I would say. So 3rd and forever. We'll do it for all intents and purposes right here on Football Frenzy. Two receivers to either side. Barnes in the gun, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, throw to the near side. Incomplete, but there is a penalty marker on the near side. Looks like a false start.
Yeah, they shut that one down. Well, after the play was started, though, I mean, you had motions going, people, routes had already been in play. That was kind of a late flag and calling a stop to that play.
So that makes it third and 20. So I would say this qualifies for
third and forever. Okay. It's a long one.
Yeah.
Game is being broadcast.
We got it at the 29.
105.3 WKHM FM.
So third and forever from the 24-yard line. Make it the 34-yard line, beg your pardon. Two receivers left, one to the right. Need a big play right here. Barnes peels out of the pocket to the near side. Quick throw, and that's going to be just short of the intended target, Leland Barton, and it's fourth down.
That was just a little bit off the mark. He had to come back from his route and try to make a diving catch on that one with two defenders in his hip pocket, too. He was pretty well covered. So Vandy's going to have to kick this one away and give it back to this Columbia Central offense.
Yeah, a very successful first drive for Columbia. Not so successful for Vandercook Lake. They go three and out, and, of course, that penalty not doing them any favors, and they do have to punt this one away as Columbia has a chance to put a stranglehold on this game early. 7-0 lead for the Eagles. 8 minutes to go in this first quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union. This one bounces out around the 35-yard line. It was touched by Columbia Central, and then Vandercook Lake nearly got to it, but Julian Borgman able to save it. Yeah, that's the thing on those punts. Once the returning team touches it, it's anybody's ball.
You know, when a basketball bounces, soccer ball bounces, tennis ball bounces, you kind of have an idea of which way it's going to go. Footballs aren't like that. So if you're going to let that thing hit the round, you just run away from it so things like that don't happen. That was dangerously close to a turnover.
Yeah, that could have been very bad for Columbia Central, but they do take over at their own 32-yard line, the right hash mark. Leading 7-0 inside 8 minutes to go in this first quarter. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Renfro the snap, quick handoff on the far side. Borgman gets his first carry. Lots of room to run. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25 forced out of bounds. Another big first down for Columbia.
Number 23, Tony Hart knocking him out of bounds and preventing another score there. But big chunk on first down for Columbia Central.
Yeah, that's a chunk play right there. That is a massive gain. Let me calculate this in my head of about 46 yards. Wow.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I know it's simple, basic math, but I can't do that without my watch calculator anymore.
No. Looks like he was originally standing at the 24. They have it at the 26 now. 27. Now a throw on the far sideline. That's going to be caught. That's going to be in for another first down. And back-to-back first down plays for Columbia now in the red zone. That's Trent Troyer. Another catch.
Tony Hart again there among three other white jerseys in on the stop. But just able to find that open space in that defense. Nobody around him. He just kind of stopped his route, turned around, waited for the ball, found his mark. And then when he took off, he kind of lost his footing, had to put his hand down. And that's what gave the defenders time to corral him up.
4 of 4 passing for Connor Renfro already. First and 10 from the 14-yard line. Sneaking his way. Did he make it in? He did. Touchdown, wow. Eagles. Julian Borgman makes it a 2-score lead.
No, when we saw this team back in week one, we knew that their offense had some good things going. We're just seeing that tonight. They're able to move this ball at will against the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks.
And that was just a 3-play drive for Columbia Central this game. Just 8 offensive plays total, and they're already up 13-0 with the extra kick pending. Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning, 14-yard touchdown for Julian. and the kick. This time, no good. It's wide left. Good job by Vandercook. Like to come in quickly and attempt to block that at least. And it holds at a 13-0 lead for Columbia Central. 7:13 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on K105.3.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
And we got more cowbell.
7:13 to go in to a lightning fast start. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly here in this first quarter as 13-0 lead. Columbia Central trying to get another stop as it's fielded and returned to about the 35 line for Vandy's second drive of the game.
I didn't quite see the number. I want to say it was number 7 that came in and just laid a lick on that return. Trent Troy. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, this is some decent field position. If you're starting most of your possessions at the 35-yard line, you're doing okay.
And Vandercook Lake trying to get something going. They gained 1 yard first play, then went backwards 6 yards, and a penalty and incompletion. And just like that, they had to punt it away as this one's going to be snapped, going to be handed off up the middle, going to be maybe another yard on the play. Didn't really get that much there. Deshaun Roper, the carrier.
And they really had kind of spread out their defense. They weren't really loading the box on that one. But once they got to the line of scrimmage, number 73, Colton Rupp, just shutting that down and not letting them get.
Controlling the line on both sides of the ball in this one. Second down 9 from Vandy's own 36-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Barnes the snap, fakes the handoff, takes it on the ground himself, has a decent amount of room to run, and he's brought down. Third and manageable.
Number 32 and on the stop for Columbia Central. That would be Boston Pilizinski making the stop for the Golden Eagles. Couple other navy blue jerseys in there too, but at third and manageable if you're a Jayhawk.
They got it to about the 41-yard line, third and 4-ish. They've been spotting it at weird spots in this one, and guy on the defensive line jumps in, so we're going to have a penalty here, but on that's, which side? It looks like Vandy's coming back.
That's a free we'll first see. Down. They already marked it off this
nope.
way.
Yep, they
yeah, offsides.
They have
flag
it.
Flag on the play. Offside
offsides on the Columbia. Defense.
Boy, they didn't waste any time on that one. Didn't have to have a conversation. Didn't have to even give us a signal on it. They just picked up the ball and walked with it.
So two penalties against Columbia, one against Vandercook Lake early in this one. 5:40 and counting in the first quarter. Vandercook Lake trailing 13-0. It's first and 10 from Vandy's own 46-yard line. Barnes the snap. Going to pump fake, throws this one deep in the near sideline. It's floated up and intercepted by Losey, and he's brought down at around the 42. Boy, that was in the air a long time and plenty of time for the defender to get in the way of that
you
one.
You could see that one coming a mile away. It was high. It took its time getting there. It was underthrown, and that just allowed the defense to get underneath it and to pick that one off. But Carter Richmond did a really good job of going from offense to defense in a flip of a switch and really prevented that one from being a pick six, which it could have been real easily.
Yeah, boy. So this is instead going to be Columbia ball at their own 41-yard line. And, boy, Columbia Central, the way they've been clicking offensively, they could make this a quick 3-score lead with still plenty of time left in this first quarter. First and 10 from the 41. Two receivers left, one to the right. Renfro quick handoff to the left side. This time, Vandercook Lake gets to Pilizinski quickly. He's down at around the 44.
And that was number 8, Davian Bradley, getting in there to make the stop. And just getting enough of his ankles to trip him up and to prevent him from getting away with that one. You know, how many times have we seen this year, Connor, when teams start to build that lead and they take their foot off the gas, and that's when the other side starts to come back?
Yeah, I know notably happened a couple weeks ago, Grass Lake and Leslie. Leslie built a huge lead, almost a running clock, and then they definitely took their foot off the gas, and Grass Lake started to make some plays and chip away. It's going to be second down and 7. Renfro out of the pocket on the far side. Throw, that is going to be...
complete.
I think he got it.
Yeah.
Yep, he got it. Complete. Troyer, he caught it right on the ground, and they're going to give it to him. That's a first down.
Yeah, he had to go down low to pick that one up, but got his arms underneath it, kept it off the grass, and they moved the sticks. And a little slower for Columbia this time. You know, we got used to them having some big chunk plays. It's a little more methodical this time out.
It's going to be another 9 yards, first down. 5 of 5 passing for Connor Renfro. Just surgical in this one. First down from the Vandy 47-yard line. Renfro fakes the handoff. He's got himself on the near side, and everybody lost track of water. Room to run. 35, 25, 20, 15-yard line. He is brought down by Dallas Swainpole. And, boy, I feel like I was the only one that saw that he had the ball.
Last one that could have made a play to prevent that one from being another score was Swainpole, able to wrap him up and bring him down. They're marking him, what, there at the 17?
Yes. 30-yard gain.
Yeah, everybody and their brother was looking for the play to go the other side.
Boy.
And it just ran our way and then downfield.
Had all the room in the world. 3:50 and counting in this first quarter. Columbia leading 13-0 already in the red zone again as we got a handoff to Pilisinski, and he's got all the room to run into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles on the far sideline.
I don't get that. I honestly don't get that. He had himself a little bit of contact here at the line of scrimmage and then just ran straight for the pylon. There was not one white jersey running after him. It's almost like he took advantage of the free space on the bingo card.
Yeah, that is Columbia Central. They're just doing everything they want. And then at the same time, Vandercook Lake, they have not been able to find anything quite yet on offense. Already 19-0. Extra point. The kick is up, and the kick this time is no good as well. So 1 of 3 on extra points. And after that 17-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Boston Pilisinski, Columbia Central leads 19-0, 3:41 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Football Frenzy, back to the field on K105.3.
Already 3 touchdowns on the board for Columbia Central. 19-0 lead, 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Mark W. Daly, you have a score for us?
I got Lumen Christi on top of Toledo St. Francis, 8-0, 6:31 in the first. Jackson ahead of Monroe right now, 14-0. That one over at Withington Stadium. You can catch that on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Vandercook Lake trying to find something offensively. They have yet to get a non-penalized first down as it's a quarterback keeper here for Justin Barnes onto the near side. He can't even make it to the line of scrimmage. He's down for a loss of 2 yards.
Isaac Hammontree, senior for this Columbia Central squad, able to get in the backfield and get that stop for Columbia. Yeah, Vandy is just having a hard time getting something cooking today.
And it's just the defensive line for Columbia Central. Seems like they're just sneaking through whenever they want and pressuring the Jayhawks into making these quick decisions. And then at the same time, when Columbia's on offense, I mean, they have so much room and time to make these decisions. And when you control both sides of the ball, though, the offensive and defensive line, I mean, that is, you are tough to stop at that point.
Well, they're not really crowding the bot. Well, I say that now they've got five bodies up on the line.
So second and 12 from Vandy's own 40-yard line. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to take it himself, and he's going to try to charge forward. Makes it about 3 yards up. It's going to be third and 9 or so coming up.
Just past the original line of scrimmage. And he was wrapped up by three different blue jerseys. Just wasn't going anywhere. A few people bit on that fake handoff, but most everybody stayed with the ball and just brought him down.
So Vandy's offense has been mostly on the ground. Haven't really gotten much, just a net gain of 2 yards on the ground. Meanwhile, 0 for 2 passing, including an interception. So Vandercook Lake's got to find something, and fast, as they're facing a third and 9 from their own 43-yard line. 2:16 and counting in this first quarter, down 19-0. Whistle and a penalty marker in the backfield.
Flag on the play.
We'll see what's going
on
here.
False start?
Yeah, that was way in the backfield. I guess it was.
I didn't recognize the call.
That was thrown way back on Columbia's side.
I'm not recognizing the call that the official is giving, the referee's giving us on that.
So that is a 5-yard penalty. Makes it third and 14. Barnes takes the snap, now a pitch forward, and able to get a decent gain. That was not a bad play. A little bit of a little shuffle pass forward there to, looks like, Michael Crenshaw, the junior. And it's going to be fourth down, but hey, if that was done earlier, that could have been a lot more.
Sully York was in on the stop on that one. They made it look like it was going to be an option pitch to the outside. Next thing you know, it's going inside and right through the A-gap.
So one of three passing. And that was a gain of about 11 yards. But it's fourth and 3. They're going to go for it. Takes the snap, looking in the air. Barnes' pocket collapses. Now he has to take it on the ground. Has room to run and slides in for the first down. Looking like a college quarterback on that little slide there.
Smart play. Very smart play. His protection was collapsing. All of his receivers were covered. He saw that he had just enough open space in front of him, so he went for it. As soon as he realized he had what he needed, he slid down, kept himself safe, kept the possession, moved the sticks, and they're in business.
And we'll see. They're in desperate need of getting something going offensively. Maybe they're starting to find it here. 1:02 and counting in this first quarter. Vandy trailing 18-0. Quick handoff on the right. He has a nice little chunk play, making it past the 40 on first down. Columbia's saying they have it. Maybe this ball came loose. I did not see it on the play. Officials are chatting this one over.
Hunter Chubakowski came through with the hit on that one to bring him down. But referee's going to have what we love to call a nice little confab out there.
Yeah, and they're really disgusting. They've got four officials in there chatting about the play. Columbia insists they have the ball, even on the sideline. The coaching staff all pointing the other direction, and the official rules the Jayhawk player down before the ball came loose. So it's second down from the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 7.
It's giving Vandercook Lake just that opportunity to keep building on that momentum they found here late in the first.
9 yards on 3 carries for Deshaun Roper. Going to be second down and 3 from the Columbia 39-yard line. Snap is low, and it's loose, and Barnes just has to cover it. Boy, what a momentum killer for your drive.
Well, he had to jump on it because Connor Renfro was about ready to pounce. It was a bad snap to begin with, and then nobody touched Renfro, and he was in the backfield about ready to jump on that ball. Your instinct is to try to pick it up and make something out of nothing, but they saw Renfro coming and just said, we got to keep possession.
So from second and three to third and forever, and both teams will go to their sideline as the final seconds tick off the clock in the first quarter. Second quarter coming up next. Columbia Central leads Vandercook Lake 19-0. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. 19-0, Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. Start of the second quarter, third and long for Vandercook Lake. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. It's third and long from the 50-yard line, about third and 14 is what we're ruling it. Two receivers left, one to the right. Barnes takes it, a double pitch out, and ooh, that's going to be bobbled away back to the 40-yard line. Vandercook Lake able to get back on it. They tried to do some trickery, a little bit of a double pitch off, but didn't work that time, and it's fourth down.
It was so. It looked like they were going to be doing a pitch this way. Then all of a sudden, you had someone coming off on a reverse. Ever since we saw the Lions do plays like that last year, you're starting to see more and more of that kind of trickle in at the high school level. We saw hook and ladder a couple weeks ago, similar to what the Lions do. So they tried to do a little bit of a trickeration. It was on that reverse part of the play where they just lost the handle of it and had to jump on it. And now we're on again, another forever.
Yeah, and you have no choice. They were successful on their last fourth down that got them to the midfield, but then that drive just stalling. A lot of negative plays that they really just shot themselves in their own foot, as this is going to be punted away at around the 30-yard line. And two punts and an interception for Vandercook Lake's three drives. Meanwhile, for Columbia Central, their three drives, all touchdowns. One of three on the extra points. It's 19-0, 1 minute into the second quarter. And sounds like you have some other score updates.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, thanks, Ratch, for getting us some of these scores for other contests happening around. Out of the Big Eight, Springport continues their winning ways so far, 14-0 on top of Stockbridge. Lumen, 14-0 on top of St. Francis, as they had to travel all the way to Toledo for that contest.
All right. So first and 10 for Columbia, their own 34. Now mostly dark outside here at Columbia Central High School, as the Golden Eagles going from right to left on your radio dial for this second quarter. Throw into the near sideline. That's going to be caught in for the first down. Down at the midfield, Elias Losey. Another nice reception.
Another opportunity for a wide open reception. There wasn't another receiver within 10 yards or another defender within 10 yards of him. It was Davion Bradley who was able to catch up with him and bring him down. But a big reception on first down, moving the sticks, getting across midfield. Columbia just having their will right now on offense.
It's a casual 20 yards right there. 6 of 6 passing for Connor Renfro. He's back for the pass again. Pocket collapses, throws this one on the near sideline, and this time that's incomplete, deflected away by Sam Griffin, the junior. And I don't know if you want to call that a broadcaster's jinx. I really don't want to call it that, but I think it was.
Hey, we broadcast from a jinx-free zone no matter where I am. What I do want to say, though, that was a nice move in the pocket. That pocket collapsing, keeping his composure, keeping his eyes downfield, and just kind of sidestepping out of the way when he was losing his protection. That was good pocket presence for their young quarterback.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by King's Equipment, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and AeroQuip Credit Union. K105.3 Football Frenzy, 19-0 Columbia, 2nd and 10 from the Vandy 46-yard line. Quick handoff on the far side and trying to get some big yardage and down near the first down. That's going to be close. I think it's going to be 3rd and short at minimum, but he might have gotten there. That was Julian Boardman on the carry.
That was I'm not seeing a 58 on my roster in there to make the stop. But Davian Bradley did get through on the background and in the backfield and was really close to breaking up that play. And we've got a Jayhawk down.
They're going to give him 9 yards on the play. Julian Boardman, the sophomore, 66 yards on 3 carries with a touchdown. He's having a big game. And, yeah, they're looking on that injured Jayhawk in the backfield there. So hopefully he's okay. Of course, we had the extended injury timeout last week by that Marshall player.
Jayhawk up 14-0, end of the first right now.
And they're in need of some wins. The Vikings. So clock stopped at 10-12. With the injury timeout, he has been helped up, so he is going to be hobbled off to the sideline with help. That is Carter Richmond, the sophomore, being helped off. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, he's one of his wheels he's very ginger on. It's taken two people to help him get off the field slowly.
So, Mark Daly, would you believe me if I told you this was the first third down attempt for Columbia this whole game?
Interesting.
It is.
Wow. Well, you know, they've shown they've been able to move the ball.
Yeah, first and second down just with ease. It's 3rd and 1. Renfro the snap in the pocket, throw up the midfield. That's caught by Troyer. He turns, dodges, trying to get away from the defenders, and he's swarmed at around the 15. Another big play. Make it 7 of 8 passing for the senior quarterback.
Boy, after pulling that one in, he ran about 10 yards just to move a yard ahead. He was just trying to juke and move his way through the 3 Jayhawks that had surrounded him. But, he didn't get too far after the catch, but he really had some effort trying to make something happen after reception.
7 of 8 passing for 98 yards for Connor Renfro. I don't know about you. I can't really calculate a quarterback rating or anything like that, but I think he'd have a pretty good quarterback rating at this point.
So far, so good, yeah.
1st and 10 for Columbia at the Vandercook Lake 15-yard line, leading 19-0. Renfro throw errant off to the far sideline, and that's incomplete. Might have been tipped by Micah Crenshaw, the junior, but that one just went wide to the right.
Boy, there might be something to this jinx thing if you keep bringing it up. I mean, I'll have to look it up on Whispering Eye to see what his rating is.
Yeah, going to have to do something like that. I wonder if anybody had him on their fantasy team. They would have been getting
maybe
a lot of points.
Yeah.
And if they had the Columbia Central defense as well, they're going to get a lot of points.
Get some good points tonight
on that one. So far, 0 points, very few yards, and interception as well. 19-0 Columbia. 9:28 clock is stopped here to go in the first half. 2nd and 10 for the Golden Eagles. The Vandy 15-yard line, handoff for Pilosinski up the middle. A lot of room to run. Dodges the tackle, and he is in the end zone, but the penalty marker in the backfield. This one might be coming back in the area of holding, and it is.
They don't waste any time giving in that signal, do they? They throw the flag, and they're giving the signal as soon as the whistle is blown. But, yeah, that was holding pretty early on in that play, which is a good thing for Vandercook Lake. It takes 6 off the board. And it's really unfortunate because where that held where the hold happened, that was significantly away from where the play was and where the play was going.
Yeah.
He had just run right through the B gap, just ran through a bunch of arm tackles, and again, ran for the pylon.
Just an unforced mistake right there.
Yeah.
Makes it second and forever. Second and 20 from the 25-yard line in Vandercook Lakes territory for Columbia Central.
Bet you my shiny Aldi's quarter that they sling it here.
I'll bet you my shiny Aldi's quarter that that's not the last time you'll use that reference in this broadcast. Second and 20. The pocket collapses. Renfro off to the far side. Slings it on the far sideline. That's caught for at least the first down. Trying to juke his way. Dives forward. Does he cross the goal line? He does. Touchdown, Eagles. What an impressive touchdown catch by the sophomore, Dylan Penix.
The effort after the reception just to get the extra yards where most people in that area, most anybody on the planet is going to go out of bounds right there after you make that catch. He stopped on a, I almost said on a dime. He stopped on that shiny Aldi's quarter, cut it back in, juked around, and able to get in for six.
Just surgical. I've said that word already, but I don't know what else to use for this Columbia offense against this Vandy defense as the extra point kick is up. And this time, it is good. 2 of 4 on extra point attempts. And after that 25-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Connor Renfro to Dylan Penix. And the extra point, it is 26-0 Columbia over Vandercook Lake. Inside 9 minutes to go in half number one. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
And I'm not telling. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Kelly Express Smart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, and AeroQuip Credit Union on K105.3 High School Football Frenzy. Columbia Central all over Vandercook Lake in this first half. It's 26-0 with 8:51 to go in quarter number two.
Jay starting to run away from Monroe. It's 20-0 over there at Withington Stadium.
They're in need of a win at this point.
Yeah.
So if that holds, barring a Monroe comeback.
Don't jinx anything.
I don't have a good track record of that on these airwaves this evening, as this one's just kicked right along the ground, looking like my golf drive. Oh. It's fielded at around the 35.
Big hit.
25 up to the 30, and that's where Vandercook Lake will take over after he took a big lick.
Liam,
play, I would imagine.
I want to say it was Liam McMurtry that laid that one out. I mean, he was just gathering up the ball, just starting to get some momentum, and just a boom. Good textbook tackle on that one, too. Hit him low, wrapped him up, drove him to the ground. Like to see it when it's done right.
So near full darkness here at Columbia Central High School, playing under the lights in this Week 6 matchup. Vandercook Lake taking over from their own 30-yard line on the left hash mark. Officials blowing the whistles before this play. A penalty marker on the far sideline. Trying to see what that was.
Flag on the play.
It's against Columbia.
No, that's it. Because they're walking it. Walking it this way. Columbia gave Vandy a free five.
Yeah, I didn't get a signal. I don't know what that was.
I didn't see the signal either. Well, I mean, the ref's really quick about giving the signal.
You know,
we're looking at the ball placement, what's going on, and we could easily miss it.
So first and 5 for Vandercook Lake from their own 35-yard line. Quick handoff up the middle, and that defensive line just breaks on through and stuffs that play in its tracks.
And nobody was fooled. They kind of faked the handoff, and it just went in another direction away from us, and that Columbia defense just keyed in on it, and they lost a couple yards on this one. They had a free five. Now they are -2 from that.
It is a loss of 2. making it a 2nd and 7 from their own 33-yard line. And first two drives, Vandercook Lake really didn't have anything going. The last drive, however, they had a couple nice plays, got their first down of the day, making some good progress up the field, including converting on a fourth down. But then the play just stalled out, really shooting themselves in the foot in some of these plays. Takes a snap for Barnes, quick flip forward, some decent room to run. That's Barton, and he's going to be brought down at around the 37-yard line for 3rd and short.
Isaac Hammontree kind of caught up from him from behind and brought him down. But, yeah, good little piece of running there. Showed some patience waiting for his blockers and showed some grit by lowering his shoulder, throwing a stiff arm. Didn't get much, but he earned every yard that he got.
It's going to be about 3rd and 3 from the Vandercook Lake 37-yard line, the right hash mark. So far, 0-of-3 on third down are the Jayhawks.
Well, this is third and manageable.
7:05 and counting in the first half. Vandercook Lake trailing 26-0 to Columbia. Barnes takes the snap. He's going to take it on the ground himself. I think he bobbled it initially once he received the snap, and he's going to be down for likely no gain, maybe a yard, but it's fourth down.
Fourth down, and it's going to be short. And well, you know, I don't know. At this point in the field, you got to get something going. You got to get something going. So I don't know if you do a Dan Campbell on this or if you punt it away.
Well, they're running out of time to try to work their way back into this football game, and especially they just can't buy a stop defensively. And they got to try to find their way on the board here, or else this one's going to get away from them. So they are going to go for it. 1-of-1 on fourth down so far. Barnes in the gun, two receivers on either side. Takes a snap, 4th and 3. Pocket collapses, and he is sacked, breaking through Dylan Boone, the senior.
And they didn't really bring the heat that time. It's not like they brought a blitz or anything. They just had four guys on the line. And that defensive line for Columbia just showed some muscle, moved Vandy out of the way, collapsed that pocket, and just got a huge sack on fourth down.
And that sack really benefits Columbia because that gives them way better field position. They already had great field position, let's be honest, but this gives them even better field position all the way to the Vandy 29.
For sure, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're Vandy, you got to try something. You had to try it. You couldn't just lay down on this at this point in the game. You got to do what you can to get yourself back into it.
6:04 to go in the first half. Columbia leading 26-0, threatening to add more here. 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line of Vandercook Lake. And we got a Vandy timeout. We're going to step aside. Back in 30 seconds, this is K105.3 High School Football Frenzy.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
26-0, Columbia over Vandercook Lake. 6:04 to go in the first half.
Greg O'Connor and Thomas Ratchford Jr. feeding us scores tonight. 14-14, Northwest and Berkeley are tied up.
That's a homecoming matchup as well, yeah, for Northwest. Coming off a big win over Marshall. Trying to make it 2 in a row. 1st and 10 for Columbia. Throw deep to the end zone to Troyer, and it's caught! Touchdown, Eagles! A single play on this drive, and they just can't be stopped.
That was thrown on a dime. Two defenders back there. Just a nice art on that pass, and right in the breadbasket, gave them time to run underneath it, right through the two defenders. Another 6 hung up on the board by this Columbia Central offense.
9 of 11 passing, 152 yards, 2 touchdowns for the senior quarterback, Connor Renfroe, and Columbia pushing the score up even higher. It's 32-0. prior to the extra point. A 29-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Renfro to Trent Troyer. Extra kick is going to be blocked this time around. And the score will hold at 32-0. Columbia, my oh my. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Columbia blowing the doors wide open here in quarter number two. Getting another score off a nice turnover on downs. A single play later for 29 yards makes it 32-0. And Mark Daly, sounds like you have some more scores for us as well, I believe.
I did not. But you know
Sorry.
I could give you an update. Again, we're still 14-0. No, 20-0. J-High on top of Monroe, 6:54 in the second.
Squib kick. It's bobbled initially by Vandercook Lake, and Justin Barnes just has to dive on it at around the 26-yard line. And Vandercook Lake, it just seems like, I don't know. It's
kick
just
down at about the 26-yard line.
Not really clean. I don't know. Something's... Well, everything's going in favor of Columbia, I'll just say that.
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, not quite what I had expected. We were kind of anticipating it, you know, a pretty even matchup on offense here tonight. But Columbia, so far, that first game we saw them in, we knew they had some good stuff there. Just the injuries got the best of them, and we're seeing what a healthy CC team can do tonight.
Yeah, and they're absolutely deadly. Good stuff. First and 10 from the Vandercook Lake 26-yard line. It's going to be a rush onto the near sideline. He just stumbled and he downed himself. That was the quarterback, Justin Barnes.
Lost his footing. Turf toe.
Second down.
Turf toes or turf monster has been deadly this year. It got Joe Burrow and it just got this young man. He had a little something going. He had plenty of green in front of him, but just lost his footing. And it was a great misdirection-type play. Faked the handoff. The defense had all shifted over to the far side. So there wasn't much over on this side to stop him, except for maybe an unmowed blade of grass.
Yeah, if he didn't lose his footing, that's in for the first down and then some. But he instead just gets 4 yards. Penalty marker before this play.
This could be offsides on Columbia. They jumped over here on the far side.
The official quickly picking that one up and moving that the other way.
Boy, they're quick.
That makes it second down and one.
They are wasting. It's almost like they got another game to get to tonight. They're wasting no time.
They got another game to get to. They got dinner reservations. They got something lined up. But, these officials are crisp to the point. A stark contrast to some of the officials that we had a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Grass Lake and Leslie.
You got to get over to Big Boy before they stop serving the Slim Jims, I guess. I don't know.
Boy. Second and one for Vandy from their own 35. Three receivers left, one to the right. Barnes the snap. Going to hand this one off to the far side. Barton in for the first down and then some. Boy, he's quick. 45-40. Forced out of bounds. And, boy, we've been waiting for him to rip off a play like that because we saw that a lot last year against East Jackson.
Well, yeah, and the stats show it, too. You give him the ball, he gets yards. And finally able to break away from that Columbia Central defense and get what we thought we were going to see all night long.
First down.
And that's only the second first down of the game for Vandercook Lake. That's a 20-yard run on the ground for Leland Barton. The senior running back for the Jayhawks. First and 10 from the Columbia 45. 4:28 clock has stopped. They're rolling him out a little bit earlier than I thought. Vandercook Lake trailing 32-0. Barnes the snap. Quick fire throw on the far side. That one's caught. Going to be down for no gain. He was touched at the line of scrimmage. That's a catch by Sam Griffin.
Dylan Boone just making contact right after the catch and preventing that one from getting away with him. Yeah, it was really a nicely designed set of play because they made it look like it was going to be a run coming our way. Next thing you know, you feel like you have a receiver open over on that far side, but Columbia just really good on D. Really, I'm impressed with how fast they are on D also. They're just able to shut that down right after the reception was made.
Yeah, Columbia is looking really crisp on both sides of the ball. Second and 10 from the Columbia 45 for Vandercook Lake. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Now a pitch out to the near side, dodging the defender, trying to make something out of nothing. Barton, he goes down. I think this is going to be a loss for a yard or two, and it's third and long.
Just the defenders outnumbered the blockers on that one, able to just a floodgate through that, and yeah, get him in there for a loss on that one. He was trying to follow his blockers, trying to be patient with it, but there was just nowhere to go.
They're going to rule a loss of 2 yards. It's third and 12 coming up from the 47-yard line.
It's a really short 12.
Yeah. 3:03 and counting in this first half of play. Shout out to the Colorado area code right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That went over my head.
Finally, a reference that you didn't understand.
Probably. Well, you know, in my defense, I usually give you pretty old references.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So third and 12. Barton's going to take it on the ground, then sling it on the far sideline. Incomplete. The intended target was Deshaun Roper, and it's fourth and long.
Well, if you're Vandy, if you're Vandercook Lake, you're lining up to go for it again. I mean, what else are you going to do? You got to do something.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, they're out of time to really do anything. They have to be full throttle offensively.
They're out of oomph, too. All right, once this huddle breaks, watch how they walk up to the ball. They kind of lost their oomph. Define that for me. That's kind of what they've lost right now.
I told you. That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like, it just seems like something's off here. Like, I think that's probably what it is. They're just deflated right now. So, fourth and 12. Barnes out of the pocket. He's scrambling. Slings it forward. That's going to be caught. Oh. Then flattened. Not going to be enough for the first down. That's another example of a nice play that, man, if they got that on first or second down, you know, they'd be in a different spot, but some nice plays that they're getting late in these down situations, and it's going to be Columbia ball.
That pass was complete, and then Trent Troyer came in, laid a lick on him, just flattened him out. He didn't see it was coming. Soon as he had the ball, he was hit and laid out.
Turns over on downs. It's going to be
so that's back-to-back drives.
With a minute 52.
Turnover on downs for Vandercook Lake. So of the five Vandy drives, two punts, two turnovers on downs, and a interception. Columbia takes over. 1:52 to go in the first half of play. Renfro, quick fire pass on the far side. That's going to be caught. Lots of room to run. 45-40 out of bounds. That's Dylan Penix on another catch.
Just a nice move right after the catch. Instead of taking it and running full throttle, he does a jab step, lets the defender fly past him, and then he cuts it for another 10.
First down.
They're going to rule this at about the 38-yard line in Vandercook Lake's territory. Another first down. 9 first downs for Columbia, just 2 for Vandercook Lake. 16-yard gain in the air. First and 10 from the 38. High snap, leading 32-0. Throw to the near side. That one's caught. More room to run again for Losey, and he's got... Now sweeping on the far side, and just nobody in his way. Another touchdown, but a penalty marker after the play.
Might we'll be for see. A celebration afterwards.
Yeah, I don't believe it's going to stop the play. But
he ran around everybody. As soon as the defender got near him, he just ran the other way and just ran around every defender out there. Not if they're playing tag, Columbia Central wins. There's not, no hands are getting on anybody right now.
Yeah, that is just absolutely crazy athleticism on that play. We're still waiting for the official call on what the penalty is. But, yeah, again, it came way after he had already gotten into the end zone. So I don't believe this is coming back. It has to be probably on after the play.
It looked like, you know, arms went up in the air and he flipped the ball. That's what it looked like to me. There wasn't any other bodies on offense in the area and where the flag was thrown. Touchdown's good.
So, yep, touchdown. It is against Columbia. So five penalties has not affected their play in the slightest.
What? Yeah.
And touchdown Columbia Central good. Making a statement on their homecoming. Packed house as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tons of students everywhere. Boy, these Golden Eagles, they've shown out. Decent amount of Vanacook Lake fans as well making the trip out here to Lake Columbia. The shores of Lake Columbia, I believe is how you like to phrase it. So 38-0 with the extra point set to be attempted. So that's a 38-yard Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Connor Renfro to Elias Losey.
Oh, they're going for two?
Going for two, yeah. Now we're actually going to get a timeout here, this time by Columbia.
Okay.
So we're going to leave it right here.
Timeout. Now, I feel like that's a unique call.
Yes.
Going for two, 38 up, when you've tried field goals pretty much every other time, extra point kicks every other time. I feel like that's a unique call. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Well, we'll see what they draw up out of this. 1:32 to go in the first half. 38-0 before the PAT. Got some stats for you.
Okay.
Connor Renfro, 11 of 13 passing, 206 yards, three touchdowns. This is all in the first half.
Yeah. I'm going to use my waiver on Whispering Eye.
Yeah, somebody picked this kid up. I think maybe Dennis could use him for Dennis's dandy team.
At least my name is applicable for my team this year.
Yeah. I don't know if Penix is cutting it as his quarterback. Oh. I think he's going to have to look at Renfro here. So they're going for two out of the timeout. Quick handoff, and no way he's going to be stopped. He's just into the end zone. Julian Boardman, 2 points converted, and it's 40-0.
Not a hand on him.
Nope.
Again, not a hand.
40 spot for Columbia. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Two-point conversion is good.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
1:32 to go in the first half of play. Columbia Central all over Vanacook Lake, 40-0. And Mark W. Daly, you don't necessarily have a score update, but an update from Northwest?
So I'm seeing it from one of those Facebook type of groups in Jackson, and it says light pole on fire at Northwest football field. So Abraham Lincoln said you believe everything you see on Facebook, so take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, that's in the middle of the game too.
Yeah, homecoming over there.
Maybe they had a touchdown and the touchdown was just so exciting that the light pole just couldn't contain itself.
Maybe. You got a little... different sport, but Robert Redford home run from the natural thing going on?
Yeah.
Did you get that reference? Was that too old for you?
Sorry. Yes, it was.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry to disappoint. So this one being kicked off by Columbia. Normal kickoff here. fielded. Oh, bobbled by Barton. He's going to pick it up at around the 15, trying to make as much progress up the middle of the field. Brought down at around the 30.
That was a hit. Siler Nealis just laying the lick on him. You know, the reception on that was bumbled. He couldn't quite rein it in, and it took him a little bit to get it up off the ground. And by that time, he lost all of his blockers. I mean, yes. They're all down here by the 50-yard line, and there was nothing but blue jerseys all around them.
And speaking of 50-yard line, I do see a piece of laundry out there.
Oh, wow.
That I did not notice made a kick return. Right. The officials are discussing it. It's another wavy arm thing against Columbia Central.
Flag on the
and that was the same thing Columbia. They called after the touchdown.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. And the official just did the signal again in case we didn't catch it the first time. 45-yard line is where the Jayhawks will move up after the penalty. Six penalties against Columbia, two against Vandercook Lake. Again, not like that's had any impact on this 40-0 Columbia
first
lead.
First and 10 from the 45.
So we'll see if Vandercook Lake can get something going here. Haven't had a lot going for them. They've had a play here and there, but otherwise got a handoff on the right side. He's going to break through for a first down run. Took a big hit afterward. Deshaun Roper. These are the plays that Vandercook Lake needed earlier in this one.
Well, able to get the movement. I mean, at this point, it might be a little too late.
First down.
For the Jayhawks, but able to move the sticks, get themselves in some decent field position. But when you've got under a minute to go and you got to get something going, you got to move faster than this.
And that's only the third first down for Vandercook Lake in this one. 9 in comparison by Columbia. Quick handoff on first down this time around, and he's going to get nowhere. That's Leland Barton on the carry, and it's second down.
But again, if you want to get something going, now the ref's waving his arms. Are they calling a timeout?
I believe
so. They did.
Yep, their last timeout, it should be at least. Their last timeout of the half, I believe.
Short game, second down.
It's only going to be for a yard on the ground that he got. It'll be second down and 9 out of the timeout. And Vandercook Lake, again, they just going to play here and there, but otherwise Columbia just sheer domination in this one. And starting in the second half, we are going to have the partial running clock with at least 35-point lead. It's in the second half only. The clock runs besides timeouts, injuries, penalties, or scores. So pretty much a normal game clock besides, out of bounds.
Yeah.
It'll keep running. So out of bounds and incompletions, the clock will keep running for. And then 50-plus point lead at any time will start the full running clock. The clock will run except for timeouts, injuries, and end of quarter.
Yeah, I'm picking up my pocket official signal, and I'm not seeing anything that he's been giving us a couple times.
Yeah,
now.
I have no idea a wavy arm thing. I don't know how to word it. As we got Justin Barnes, the quarterback, he bobbled the snap again. He recollected it, tried to at least get back to the original line of scrimmage, and he's going to be brought down for a loss, and it's going to be 3rd and 11.
Yeah, there was two defenders right there, but it was Liam McMurtry, which just came in and laid the lick on him. Columbia came to play tonight. Not only that, they came to hit tonight.
So we've got, looks like another timeout being called with 23 seconds left in the half. Columbia up 40-0. And Vandercook Lake facing a 3rd and 11 situation from the Columbia 45-yard line.
Hey, you got to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to dial up? I mean, it's they've been able to get some big chunks here and there. But then, in football, you run what works, and you keep running it until they stop it. Those plays at work, they just don't keep going back to them.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, that they'll go back to different stuff. Like, again, they've had a couple pretty decent plays in this one, but they've just been so few and far between. But, yeah, as you mentioned, it doesn't seem like they try to repeat anything. So timeout is over. Both teams lining up again. Third and 11 from the Columbia 45 for Vanderkook Lake. 23 seconds left in half number one. Two receivers left, one to the right. Barnes fakes the handoff. He's going to run up the middle himself, getting some decent yardage. Big hit down at around the 33-yard line, but short of the first down.
He had some blockers. Actually moved some of the defenders out of the way with the fake handoffs. Went right off the C gap and able to get some good chunks on that. Now they're moving with a little pep in their step.
All right. Looks like they're going to Time's not out. Be able to get another playoff. They tried to race.
A little too fast. A little too late on that one. You needed to be moving like that a minute ago.
Boy, yeah, they had urgency. But and it's that's what I'm talking about. Like, where was that play on first down? You know, they're waiting until third and long, fourth and long to make these plays. That's kind of unfortunate right there for Vanderkook Lake. But that brings us to halftime, where we will start at least the partial running clock to start the second half. Columbia 40, Vanderkook Lake 0. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. Then when we come back, we'll have a special presentation from the MHSAA. Going to have another three-minute break. And then myself and Mark W. Daly going to break down what we saw in that first half of play as they do the homecoming celebrations here at Columbia Central High School. Again, halftime score 40-0, Columbia over Vanderkook Lake. This is K105.3 High School Football Frenzy, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com. Improving the financial quality of your life is AeroQuip Credit Union's mission, and their AeroPerks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge AeroPerk, a 4.07% APY, just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the AeroPerks checking account, call AeroQuip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at AeroQuipCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender. Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Applications for the Scholar Athlete Award are now being accepted, and boys soccer postseason play kicks off with the district round next week. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. There have been many changes throughout the history of the MHSAA. New sports have been added, rules change, but one thing you can count on year after year is the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. This is the 37th year of working with Farm Bureau on these awards. Since the 1988-89 school year, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1 million in scholarships for the Scholar Athlete Award. Seniors with an unrounded 3.5 or better grade point average who have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA-sponsored sport are eligible to apply. Ultimately, 32 student-athletes will be selected to receive $2,000 college scholarships. Applications are now being accepted for the award. Everything you need to apply can be found online at MHSAA.com, and the application deadline is at 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th. Finalists will be announced in late January. The scholarship winners will be announced throughout the month of February, and the scholarship winners will be honored during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing in March. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Adrian kicker Zach Hassan. He drilled a 37-yard field goal as time expired to give Adrian a 3-0 win over Ypsilanti Lincoln. The win moves Adrian to 4-1 and gives Lincoln their first loss of the year. Kingsford junior Gage Sorensen also booted home a game-winning field goal, this from 23 yards with 33 seconds left, which gave Kingsford a 17-15 win over Calumet. And in eight-player football, Norway did not need a last-second field goal to knock off Pickford. After losing to Pickford each of the past 3 years, Norway defeated the Panthers 44-6, improving to 5-0.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the pitch today for a field hockey you make the call. During the execution of a penalty corner, the defending goalkeeper is struck on the hand and cannot continue. How is play resumed? Allow a properly equipped goalkeeper to substitute? Disallow any substitution, the injured goalkeeper must remain in the game. The defending team shall forfeit. If you said to allow the substitution, you are correct. According to the rules, a goalkeeper substitution is permitted during a penalty corner in the event of injury or suspension. Once the new goalkeeper is ready, resume play with the continuation of the penalty corner. Field players, however, may not substitute until the penalty corner has been completed. This ensures proper game flow while prioritizing player safety.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Postseason play is upon us. Boys soccer districts will get started on Wednesday, October 8th. The brackets for each of the four divisions were released on Sunday, and each district is seeded using the Michigan Power Rating. Brackets and team info is all available at MHSAA.com. 16 district winners in each division will advance to regionals, which start October 21st. Two rounds of regionals will get us to the semifinals on Wednesday, October 29th. And all four finals are on Saturday, November 1st, hosted at Grand Ledge High School. Division 4 will kick us off at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and the day ends with Division 1 starting at 6 p.m. Muskegon Western Michigan Christian will be out to win a fourth straight D4 title. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep is set to defend its D3 title. Warren De La Salle Collegiate captured the Division II title last year, and Rochester Adams is looking to win its third Division I title in 4 years. Tickets for the soccer postseason can be purchased at gofan.co, and you can watch on the NFHS Network. A subscription is just $13.99 a month or $79.99 for the year. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We are at halftime for our Week 6 matchup. Columbia Central up 40-0 over Vandercook Lake. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And a
little longer halftime.
Yeah, it's another homecoming halftime.
Yeah,
that we have. Well, the festivities, they just did the King and the Queen. Now we got a special presentation by the Columbia Central Band about to start.
Gary Lee Minix, he brings a different level of enthusiasm, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
It's been a fun announcer.
Major. I don't know how
is
he is able.
Ready to take the field.
He has eaten like a 4-course meal while he's done the announce. I have no idea how he's able to do that.
The best, you never know. You never know how they do it.
Yeah.
But 40-0 at halftime. Columbia Central just, everything's gone their way on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Mark, what have you seen?
Basically what you just said, Columbia Central being able to do what they want to do at will, whether it's offense, whether it's defense. There's been flashes of brilliance with Vandercook Lake here and there. But anytime they get a little something going, anytime they see a little bit of light on the field,
Columbia Central's just been able to shut that down on defense. Most of the time, we're seeing Columbia Central behind the line of scrimmage, either disrupting the play or getting a tackle for a loss. When it's on offense, it's like Columbia Central's just able to do whatever they want, whether it's on the ground, whether it's in the air. They've just been able to make it happen tonight.
And the plays you mentioned, the brief flashes that we've gotten from Vandercook Lake, it's like they'll break off these plays like 12, 13 yards, but it's on third and long and fourth and long. And it's just like, well, hang on. Like,
yeah.
Where was this on first and second down? Like, I'm confused.
Well, some of that could be also on the type of defense that Columbia Central has put themselves into. They're not really bringing a whole lot of heat on the line of scrimmage. They've kind of realized they don't need to do that. They've got three, maybe four linemen down on the line of scrimmage. Linebackers might be playing a little bit tight, but when Vandercook Lake is on a third and forever, as we like to say, they're pulling those linebackers back and, of course, maybe releasing some of their other backs a little bit to kind of spread out the field on defense. And at that point, it's okay. Well, Ben, we're not going to break. We're going to let you get the yards here, but we're not going to let you get all the yards that you need. So I feel like we're seeing that a little bit on third and fourth down, as you know, any other time they're just kind of shutting that down for first and second downs.
And what you said with Columbia Central, evident and reflected totally in the stats. I got the stats for you. Are you ready for some numbers?
Yeah, let's get inside the game with the numbers.
Okay. Which team you want to start with, Columbia or Vandy?
Let's go with Vandy first so we can wrap up with CC.
So, rushing. 36 yards on 20 carries
last
as a team.
Wow. Takes us back
passing
to 19th century France,
for Justin Barnes. Three of six for 12 yards
Madison
and an
Carlson,
interception.
Yep.
Total 48 yards.
I dreamed a dream.
Back to Columbia Central. Rushing. 158 yards on 9 carries with 3 touchdowns. Passing for Connor Renfro. 11 of 13. 206 yards for 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I knew he was pretty good. I didn't realize it was 11 for 13 good.
He has been elite in this one. Total, 364 yards. Again, compared to Vandercook Lake's 48.
That's a lot of yards.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just being mildly observant on that one.
And that's what it's been. And then, I mean, look at some of these other stats. Columbia, they've got 9 first downs. Vandercook Lake, just 3. Columbia's only seen one third down all game of all the offensive plays they've run. They've actually run fewer offensive plays than Vandercook Lake, if you can
imagine. That does surprise me. I find that a little bit of an interesting stat. That does surprise me because it feels like their time of possession has just really outweighed Vandercook Lake has done. But like we said, they've been able to do what they want to do at will. On the ground, in the air. They've been able to do it. And what we've seen today that we haven't seen in some of the other blowouts, we've had a lot of blowouts this year. Let's be honest. We've covered a lot of blowouts. Some of the other teams have taken their foot off the gas. And when that happens, you leave that door open for the other team to get in there, get back in the game. And Columbia's not doing that.
No.
It's kind of been a while since they've seen a lot of success like this. So I can see them not taking their foot off the gas. I can see why they're not taking their foot off the gas, because they're on the other side of that, I'm sure, a couple times.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you get that lead, keep going until you just for sure put it out of reach, and then you can get some of those underclassmen, some of those guys that don't get a whole lot of playing time. Then you can get them in here to get some turf time.
Yeah, and as I think most importantly, just as you mentioned, you know, to be on the other side, the giving, the dishing end of the blowout and a running clock situation is definitely going to be a good thing for this team moving forward, especially considering, as I mentioned earlier, their schedule to finish the season. So after tonight, they'll be back at 500, 3-3. They have... for their last two games before the Cascades crossover, Jonesville and Homer. So we'll see with that Jonesville matchup, but
yeah.
I mean, Homer with how they're playing tonight, Homer was able to beat Vandercook Lake as well. So,
okay.
But barely. That was a close game. Yeah. So Columbia should have the upper hand in that matchup. So that's at the very least 4-3 against, and then they got Jonesville and then whoever they face off in the Cascades crossover. So there's a good chance that Columbia Central could finish above 500 this season if they're able to keep playing like this.
And postseason's not out of the question just yet either. I mean, if they take care of business the way they want to the rest of the way, they could have an extra week or two of football.
Yeah, and I believe, because if, you know, with a win tonight, 3-3 overall, let's say they win their next two games, that's 5-3. That's already a winning record. And then if they're able to win in the Cascades crossover, that's a 6-3 record. That should be good enough to make the postseason.
It's all based on points. So you kind of have to see what the MHSAA has in their column.
Yeah, and they're 43rd right now. And obviously, okay, it's the top 32 teams in each division that makes it. So I'm just saying, if they're able to run the table the rest of the way, then who knows? They could they could very easily make it in.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would be huge. That would be huge for this program. You know, you spoke with Dylan Zaborowski today. I mean, it's one game at a time. You know, they're taking care of Vandercook tonight, and they'll have to reassess next week once they are getting ready for Jonesville. But yeah, good conversation you had with Dylan today. He has a lot of respect for this Vandercook Lake team, but you know, it's everything that they want to do, it's still right there in front of them.
Yeah, and Columbia Central looking to win, finish the season over 500 for the first time since 2019, and looking to make the playoffs for the first time since 2018. And that's definitely not out of the cards, depending on what they do the rest of the season. But that'll do it for our halftime report. 40-0 lead for Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. We're going to step aside. Back in 2 minutes, we'll have the second half of action here on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Don't forget about the High School Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway presented by AeroQuip Credit Union. It's easy. Just go to K105.3.com and enter in. And at the end of the football season, you could be the lucky winner of $1,053 compliments of AeroQuip Credit Union for the K105.3 Football Frenzy giveaway. Just enter in today, K105.3.com. We are now in the second half, 40-0 lead. Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. Mark W. Daly, you have scores.
I have some halftime scores from around Jackson. Lumen Christi on top of Toledo St. Francis, 14-0. Jackson on top of Monroe, 20-0. Northwest in a battle again. They are taking on Berkeley. It's 22-21 over there off of Van Horn Road. Leslie on top of Manchester, 23-0. Springport, 46-0 over Stockbridge right now. Catholic High School League, you've got Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 14-13 over Oak Park. And Traverse City St. Francis, 20, Boyne City, 13 right now. Traverse City St. Francis down the road for Lumen.
All right. 40-0. We are in the partial running clock stages. Granted, the score stays over 35 points in favor of Columbia as this one's going to be kicked off. Vandercook Lake fielding, getting it to almost the 45-yard line as they try to get some offensive success going in this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. We've already commented earlier in the second quarter how the body language has kind of changed for Vandy. That's got to be tough for the coach to try to get his team to overcome when you're looking at this type of score and just trying to fight and dig out of it. We'll see how they respond. We'll see what the true metal of this team is.
Well, and you mentioned it. We've seen teams when they get the running clock, they kind of take their foot off the gas, and that can open the door for teams to try to work their way back in it. We'll see what Vandercook Lake has. First and 10 from their own 44-yard line, going from left to right in this third quarter. Barnes takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Left goes to the right for Leland Barton. He's going to be swarmed at around the 40-yard line.
Yeah, the Columbia Central defense just able to get through any type of containment and just run through this offensive line of Vandy.
Gonna bring up second and 12.
So that's just about a loss of a yard. I thought that was not as bad as I thought, but
Not getting any protection, and he's running for his life out there. He's not getting any blockers or any type of protection once he gets the ball.
Yeah, that defensive line just breaks through like within, you know, a second. Yeah. Vandercook Lake team has just had no time to run their offense. Second and 11 from the 43. Going to be a quarterback keeper, and it's instead a sack at the hands of number 10, Isaac Hammontree.
Gets through the line, is totally untouched, and able to get him deep in the backfield and bring him down.
10, Isaac Hammontree.
That's a loss of 6 yards on the play.
I hate to say it, but you look at this Vandercook offensive line, they've quit. They have quit. They are so slow off the ball right now, and they're barely making contact with the defense. This offensive line has just quit.
Third and forever. Barnes, the snap, pocket collapses. He's bringing it on the ground himself. Able to slip through past the tackle and able to make it to at least back to the original line of scrimmage, but it's fourth and long.
And he got that one by popping it out, running around the line, coming our way, and then cutting it back in.
Gain of 9. And it's going to be fourth and 8 from the Vandercook Lake 46-yard line. We're about 2.5 minutes into this third quarter. Vandercook Lake trailing 40-0. They punt this one away, and it'll be stopped down at around the 23-yard line for Columbia Central to take over for their first possession of the second half.
See what type of package that CC comes out with here. If they're going to be bringing their starters back out, let some of the other guys who don't get as much time.
And you see the clock continuously running. It's the partial running clock. At least 35 points in the second half only. The clock only stops for timeouts, injuries, penalties, and score, and, of course, change of quarter. So we should have a pretty brisk second half here. Columbia Central taking over at their own 23-yard line. Going to get a quick handoff up the middle and going to be stopped down at around the 34.
kind of in safety mode offense here. Just quick, easy, safe plays. Hand it off. Run it up the gut. Get a little bit of chunk. And you know, just kind of keep you guys safe and just keep things moving for you.
Going to give him a couple yards on that play. It's going to be second down and 7. Down at around the 29-yard line, just 3 yards on the play. Takes the snap, handoff to the near side for Pilicinski, able to get a big gain in for the first down. Dodges a tackle, dodges another tackle, and down at around the 36 on Vandy's side, another big first down.
Number 5, Justin Barnes, able to get the stop on that one, getting him by the ankles and preventing a score. He was just able to run around the defenders, wasn't touched until Barnes got his arms on him and brought him down. But big, like we said, just a big play for Columbia Central. They're just able to strike at will.
91 yards on 4 carries for Boston Pilicinski. 33 on the ground that time for another big first down. First and 10 from the 38 of Vandercook Lake's side of the field. And we've got a penalty on the near sideline. Wow. Clock stopped at 7:35.
Interesting.
It's going to be a Vandercook Lake penalty.
Boy, they walk that off quick, don't they? They're walking it off while we're getting the signal, which is
right.
We haven't really seen that before. We don't recognize some of the signals they're giving us, but they're walking it off while we're getting the signal.
Still trying to decipher what that wavy arm thingy was.
I don't know. It's like he's trying
half.
To take off.
7:19 and counting in the first half. We've got to run up the middle. Boardman got a lot of room to run. He breaks 2 tackles inside the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Columbia. Another penalty at the goal line. We'll see. I believe this will stand.
Touchdown, flag on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that penalty was. I have to imagine it's on Vandy because there wasn't a blue jersey around except for the one who was holding the ball.
Let's look out for another wavy arm thingy. I wish I could reenact this for you somehow on the radio, but I don't know how to describe it besides it's a wavy arm thingy. Still waiting for the signal.
It's against, it's against Columbia.
And it is coming back.
I don't recognize that signal either.
Yeah, it was that. We'll try to find it here on our little cheat sheet here. It was against Columbia. I'm not... So the wavy arm thingy was unsportsmanlike.
Well, all right, unsportsmanlike, huh? I know what that is. Your arms go straight
I've
out.
I've never seen him like, with, like, he's like doing a little circle.
He's trying to take off with it is what he's trying to do. And I'm on our cheat sheet. I'm not seeing that one either.
So that brings it back to the 30-yard line, and now we got another run up the middle, and all the same, into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles, for Julian Boardman. Same result even after the penalty.
Untouched. Basically untouched. Even the arm tackles were kind of a half attempt at it, just running through them at will. And Vandy's letting them. That's what it looks like. Vandercook Lake's just letting them do it right now.
They just completely look demoralized.
They're done. They're done.
So we got the extra point attempt. That was a 20-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for Julian Boardman. His second of the game, 92 yards on 6 carries. Extra kick is up, and it splits the uprights.
Oh, that was a good kick. I think it landed in the fried chicken over there. That was a good kick. Yeah.
Someone's coming home with a souvenir over there with the side of their meal. 47-0, Columbia over Vandercook Lake. 6:45 to go in quarter number 3 on K105.3. Back in 30 seconds.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Football frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Backing us.
47-0 now. Columbia Central 3 points shy from the full running clock for the rest of the second half. 6:45 to go in the third. Mark W. Daly, another non-score update?
No, we've got a score. It's 20-6. Jay-High on top of Monroe. But apparently, the scoreboard is off. The Al Rowe scoreboard is off at Withington Stadium.
So a squib kick here for the kickoff. Vandercook Lake Field going to be brought back just shy of the 40. So we got a light pole on fire
at Northwest
Field, allegedly.
According to Facebook, community Facebook.
Yeah, take with that what you will. And then scoreboard, and this is from our own Captain Steve as well, so a little bit more of a credible source there. So scoreboard off at Jay-High. I mean, we better wrap this thing up.
Just get out of here.
Before our computer falls victim to a ransomware attack or something at this
First
point.
And 10, Vandercook.
Wow.
From their own 35-yard line.
So the 35-yard line is where Vandercook Lake sets up shop for their second drive of the second half. Again, just couldn't really get anything going the whole first half and have a decent play here and there, but otherwise just really not much. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, one back there with Barnes. Quick handoff, and he's going to be smothered immediately. Might have been another loss of a yard.
Yeah, well, there's just not much happening on that offensive line at the moment. There's just nothing.
Yeah, no gain.
It's going to be second down.
So for second and 10 from the 35, 5:27 and counting in this third quarter, 47-0 lead for Columbia Central.
All right, they come out of the huddle, just walk up to the line of scrimmage. It's
just the body language.
It's hard
bad.
To watch. It really is.
Oh, and the snap goes through the fingertips of Barnes, and he just picks it up and has to cover it. That's a big-time loss all the way down to the 20.
Well, and he didn't have anywhere to go with it either. If he were able to pull that one together, he's got five jerseys on top of him.
Boy.
Loss on the play.
It's rough. It's brutal out there. The words of Olivia Rodrigo.
It's going to be second and long.
I'm gonna make a note on my calendar. She dropped a reference. It's lost on me.
This is a...
I know who Olivia Rodrigo is.
We've broke new ground.
We have. That must be a really new reference.
Kiki's probably just shaking her head with her pet squirrel there in the studio there. Big pass downfield just out of the fingertips.
Wow.
Of Leland Barton. Had a nice effort to try to run that one down and almost had our biggest gain of the day for Vandercook Lake, but it's going to be fourth down.
Well, he got some air under that ball and just a little bit off the mark. Just a little bit. He puts a little bit more air under it, gives him a chance to run underneath it. But that would have been impressive, kind of especially out of what we're seeing out of this offensive line right now. That would have been an impressive play.
Yeah. So instead, just going to be punting this one away. Not very far, very high, however. Bounces at around the 38. Takes another couple bounces, rolls down at around the Vandercook Lake 48-yard line. And it's three and out for the second drive in a row for Vandy.
26-6, Vikings on top of Monroe at some time in the third because they don't have a scoreboard over there.
Boy, brutal.
Wow.
It's brutal out there.
Yes.
So tonight's coverage brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision, Industrial Steel Treating, and, as always, AeroQuip Credit Union, our presenting sponsor for K105.3 Football Frenzy. Columbia Central taking over at the 47-yard line as Renfro fakes the handoff. He's going to go on the far side himself in for the first down and out of bounds about 15 yards.
Great play. It was designed to be a quarterback keeper all the way. Faked it this way. Everybody and their brother bid on it. Kept it himself, ran the far side, moved the sticks.
Good for Columbia, first down.
Up to the 33. That's a 14-yard gain.
And I'm sure you got some people out there saying, why aren't they taking their foot off the gas? Because you can't. You can't. You don't want to let a team back into it. And this team hasn't had that type of success. So, yeah, no. I mean, let the kids have some fun out there while they're earning it.
Plus, another 3 points on the board. They'll have the full unrestricted running clock because we got a handoff on the near sideline. And Pilicinski going to cut back to the right side. Able to dodge another tackle. Another tackle in for the first down. And then someone finally downed at around the 18.
Boy, he ran about 435 yards just to move. What did he get, like 20 on that total?
Boston Pilicinski.
He was back and forth. He was zigzagging all over the field before he was eventually brought down.
104 yards on five carries.
Well, on paper, that was a lot of yards just on that run.
2:15 and counting in the third quarter. 47-0 Columbia over Vandercook Lake, trying to get the full running clock 50-plus point lead with a score right here. Renfro fakes the handoff. He's going to sweep on the far side himself, and this time he's going to be forced out of bounds. That's like a very short gain for this Columbia set. That would be a decent gain for any first down, but for how Columbia's been playing tonight, it's a very short gain.
Yeah, when they've been able to move the ball at will, and it is a short gain. You're looking short at 2 yards off a first down. I don't think we've seen that at all tonight.
Looked a lot farther. Looked like even four yards. Looks like a short gain even for them, but down at about the 18. For those 2 yards, 36 yards and three carries for the quarterback who has been blistering in the air, 11 of 13 passing. Probably not going to see another pass tonight. Handoff up the middle for Pilicinski, and nobody for a while. Finally brought down at around the 8. That was actually Kyler Nealis, the junior, on the carry.
Yeah, his first contact was at about the 10-yard line, and that was almost a broken play. That snap came in pretty high, so that almost was a missed snap. Northwest on top of Berkeley, 30-29, end of third. Lumen Christi on top of Toledo St. Francis, 14-0, 8:30 remaining in that contest.
So final 45 seconds and change here in the third quarter, 47-0. It's gonna be first and goal from the 9 for Columbia Central, trying to get the full running clock going right here. Two receivers either side, one back with Renfro. Man in motion, takes the snap, handoff on the far side, sweeping and cutting across the goal line. Touchdown Eagles for Cole Edmonds.
He just ran sideways until he outran the defense and then cut it in, ran for the pylon. We'll see if it stands.
Yeah,
there's
a flag
out there.
Marker down in the backfield.
Offense isn't going anywhere, so it's kind of like they know they're going to have to run it again.
So, yep, it is going to be against Columbia.
Holding. Holding against the Golden Eagles.
Against seven penalties against Columbia, just three against Vandercook Lake, and that definitely has not slowed them down one bit.
No,
they just keep rolling forward. Just pure dominance. So the clock is to 25 seconds with the penalty. It'll resume shortly. Penalty back to the 20, make it the 19-yard line. So the full running clock, 50-plus point lead, only stops for timeouts, injuries, and end of quarter. So first and goal from the 19. One receiver in motion on the side of the line. Going to be a quick pitch for now, sweeping to the near sideline. Big gain and forced down out of bounds out around the 12-yard line, this time for Cole Edmonds again.
Hunter Krzyzanowski able to get containment right there. Sophomore for this Jayhawk team, able to get containment right there and prevent that one from getting away from him. Really just sealed off the edge of that play.
So he only got about 5 yards, but that brings us to the end of quarter number three. Domination at play here. 47-0 Columbia over Vandercook Lake. Fourth quarter is next in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy,
littered with cracks and potholes?
Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
WKHM FM, WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
47-0. Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. Connor Dockery, D. Mark W. Daly with you on K105.3. It's second and goal from the 13-yard line for Columbia Central, going from left to right in this quarter. Little pitch forward. Going to try to stiff arm, and ooh, this time a tackle for a loss. Haven't seen that often, and we got a penalty afterwards. Hunter Chubakowski on the carry. We'll see what happened there.
Number 33, Deshaun Roper, making the stop for the Jayhawks. Yep, stepping it off.
A big
four. But a flag on the play.
Vandercook Lake penalty right there against them, and that brings it back to the 10-yard line. So second and goal from the 10. And
foul on Vandercook.
I didn't understand that signal either.
We've seen a lot of interesting 15, signals.
It was
here.
15. You know what? I love the job that this crew is doing, because they're efficient, they're fair.
This crew over the Grass Lake crew.
Oh my goodness, that was horrific.
Yeah, that was a no bueno game right there. So 1 minute and counting into this fourth quarter. Second and goal from the 10. Three receivers left, one to the right, man in motion. Quick handoff on the far side, sweeping. Going to try to get some game ground before going out of bounds, and he makes it in, but another penalty there. That was Noah Dankert on the carry, but we'll see. This one might be coming
back. A little
bit
of frustration over here on this side. There was some Columbia players and a Vandy player who were, I believe they're exchanging contact information for Christmas cards.
That's what it looks
like. I can't tell because we're a little ways away in the press box, but that's what it looked like.
Looks like personal fouls on both sides. Penalties offset. It's a touchdown for Columbia.
How about that?
So that is a 10-yard touchdown run for Noah Dankert.
Wait, if it's offsetting, should make him run it again, wouldn't they?
No, he ruled it touchdown. Okay. I saw the signal.
Okay.
But yeah, it was personal foul against Columbia, personal foul against Vandy, penalties offset, and then he waved touchdown.
So it's offsetting penalties. It's a do-over at that. Hey, I like this crew.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Usually if it is offsetting, they usually do.
Columbia,
it's a do-over.
They usually do it over. I mean, I'm not going to argue.
No.
Because that now gets the full unrestricted running clock going, besides timeouts and injuries, for the rest of the way, with the extra point coming. And it's going to be no good. Blocked, swarmed.
It brought some heat from the edges on that one.
By Vandercook Lake's line there.
Yeah.
But it's still 53-0. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Improving the financial quality of your life is ArrowQuip Credit Union's mission, and their ArrowPerks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge ArrowPerk, a 4.07% APY, just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the ArrowPerks checking account, call ArrowQuip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. ArrowQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at arrowquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
WKHM FM. FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
53-0, Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. As we got another squibber here, it's going to be down at around the 44-yard line for Vandy. As okay. We got the 10-yard, as for 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Noah Dankert, the senior.
This just in, 2-for-1 on their world famous chicken here at the concession stand.
Okay.
Yeah.
2-for-3.
Oh, 2-for-3.
2-for-3.
The Dale just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Wow. So does that include dipping sauce? Bargain, okay.
So with the at least 50-point lead, we'll have an unrestricted running clock for the rest of the game. Only we'll stop for timeouts and injuries the rest of the way.
And 1-for-3 chicken.
Vandercook Lake starting from their own 44-yard line. 10 minutes and counting. Handoff up the right side. Going to be swarmed. Getting about a yard on the play.
That was an old football scrum. One line against another. And a little bit of a push. About half a yard on a push on that one.
Deshaun Roper on the carry. They're going to get him to just past the 45-yard line.
Second and 10.
We'll say about a yard. I got an interesting gif from Kiki running the board. A Nacho Libre waving arm thingy. I would say that's pretty accurate
close
to the signal that we got. As we got a deep throw on the near sideline. Ooh, and then dropped.
Man.
Oh, man. Leland Barton. He can't believe he dropped that. He was wide open. That was right in the breadbasket. That would have been the first Vandy touchdown of the game. But, boy, it's incomplete.
Everybody here in the stadium just did a gasp on that one. That was right in the breadbasket. He had three defenders around him.
Yeah.
So that was a perfectly thrown ball right there. That would have gotten Vandy on the board.
So third and they move it back to the 45 exactly.
Yeah. How did they lose half a yard on that? The ball's in a different spot.
I'm telling you, they've been placing the ball at interesting spots.
I like this crew, though.
But, hey, yeah, they've been doing a great job otherwise. Waving arm thingy, penalties included. So we got the snap, third and 9, going to be thrown the far side. That one's caught in for the first down and forced out of bounds at around the 35 with a penalty marker after. That looks like Xavier Petty on the reception. We'll see what the penalty is.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen with that flag.
So they're discussing it right here.
Well, you've got Vandy that's staying back this way. They're not advancing to where the ball was. So,
seeing the official, it looks like it's against Columbia after the penalty. Or what that was. That was another one. It didn't get a signal.
Well,
so they're signaling to run the clock. 7:39 and counting.
The Flies like that 1-for-3 chicken also.
Yeah. No kidding. 53-0. Columbia over Vandercook Lake, but Vandercook Lake threatening here.
Was it 3-for-1?
Their deepest drive right here. Throw deep on the near sideline into the end zone and caught.
That's got a score.
Touchdown Jayhawk Sam Griffin on a dot from Justin Barnes. That gets Vandy on the board.
Yeah, he put it up enough, and it wasn't really a floater. Just kind of gave it just enough in the air for him to adjust in the end zone to run underneath it and get the score. Vandy on the board. See, we see these moments of flashes, these brief moments of brilliance from Vandercook Lake. They just got to string a few of these together.
So that's a 20-yard touchdown. Now getting ready for the extra point. And now that the score has come within 50 points, that goes back to the partial running clock.
Extra point is good.
As the extra kick is up and in. 53-7 is the score. 6:53 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Vandercook Lake on the board, getting their first touchdown, a nice 20-yard Aspen one-hour heating air conditioning touchdown pass from Justin Barnes.
We saw some good things. Yeah, we saw some good things in that drive. Yeah, a couple near misses.
Yeah, the big penalty as well.
Mm-hmm.
But good stuff.
Well, when they give it to you, you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, Vandy, for a while there, it was just really hard to watch, but it feels like they got a little spark going now.
Yeah, we'll see. They got to get some defensive stops, however. Haven't been able to stop Columbia on that side, as this is going to be kicked off and rolls out of bounds right at the 15-yard line.
Well, Columbia giving themselves some field to work with.
It goes on at about the 15. It's got to be first and
so
10.
With the kick going out of bounds, that'll give Columbia an extra boost up to the 35-yard line. Columbia Central taking over their third drive of the second half. Can they've scored a drive on all? They've scored a touchdown on all eight drives of the game they've had. Perfect. And they've only seen one third down. It's as efficient as you can get.
They're at the end of the third, I think, in Withington. 26-6. Vikings on top.
Yeah. We're getting rough estimates from Captain Steve on the time there.
We are.
With no scoreboard. We got the snap, quick handoff for Piłsudski on the far side. He gets some good blocking in for the first down, and then some 50, 45, 40, forced out of bounds nearly, but down at around the 35. Another big first down for the Eagles.
Yeah, when he was getting close to that sideline, he cut it back in. Smart football there. You want to keep it inbound. Well, the clock is kind of running no matter what, but you want to try to keep it inbounds.
So a big gainer there.
Move the sticks.
For 28 yards. Just big gain after big gain for this kid specifically. He's now up to 132 yards with six carries and a touchdown.
Padding those stats.
Yeah. 550 and counting in this fourth quarter. Columbia leads 53-7 over Vandy. Two receivers to either side. Going to take the snap. Quick handoff up the middle. Got a decent chunk there. But it'll be second down on that run.
Good piece of running there. Just covered up the ball, protected it, ran through the line, ran through some people. Justin Barnes eventually bringing him down for Jayhawks.
Nice 7-yard run for Colton Turner, the junior, if I got that number correctly. 5:15 and counting now. Tonight's coverage brought to you by the Neighbors Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, College and Career Access Center, and Arab Quip Credit Union. Second and three, second and four. Takes a snap, quick handoff. Once again, on the far side, breaking a couple tackles. Down at around the 10, out of bounds. Colton Turner again on the carry, this time for the first down.
He's trying to make it to that pylon. It just ran through people. I like the running that we're seeing here. Just covering up the ball, kind of David Montgomery-esque, just protecting the ball the best that he can, lowering his shoulder and running through people.
Hey, Mark, I love the Lions references tonight.
Well, that was only the second one, I think, wasn't it?
I still love each one that I get.
Is Montgomery on your team? Do you have him on Whispering Eyes?
I don't.
Okay.
Sadly. I got Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that's not a bad pickup.
No.
He's been getting me points on points.
Boy, Gainwell got me a ton of points last week.
4:10 and counting in this one. First and goal from the 10. Quick handoff on the near side. Sweeping trying to break through a couple tackles and stuffed right around the 3-yard line. That was Dylan Hammond, it looks like. Did I get that number right there? I don't know. They're calling the pile. It was.
They saw that they had containment here on the edge, so smart football. Cut it back in. Just tried to get as many yards as he could on that, knowing he wasn't going to get everything that he wanted. So he cut it back in, dove forward for a few yards, and kept his drive going.
3:35 and counting in this one now. 53-7 Columbia over Vandercook Lake. Again, keeping the foot on the throttle, but we mentioned it's not often that they're on the dishing end of these mega blowouts, so they might as well go for it. As we got a handoff sweeping on the far side and going to be stuffed out
of
bounds.
That was
a lick. Maybe a yard or so. That was Cole Edmonds on the carry.
That was a lick. Didn't quite catch the number on that hit, but you could see they just kind of came out of nowhere and just laid him down. That was a lick.
So he got nothing on that one. 0 yards, and this is only the second third down that Columbia has seen all game.
Wow.
With 2:50 and counting in this one. They got two chances to get into the end zone and bring it back to the full running clock. Like, that's going to make much of a difference anyways at this point. Not going to be a whole lot of stoppages, even on the partial runner. Two receivers to either side. Takes the snap, quick handoff up the middle, charging forward, and
it's in.
Got the signal. Touchdown Eagles.
That's a score.
Gets it back. Hunter Chubakowski this time.
Wow. They're going to hang 60 on here. If this extra point goes in, they're going to put 60 on there. It's probably been a long time since this Columbia team has seen a score like this.
Yeah, and they'll definitely take it. 59-7 now prior to the extra point. Looks like they're going to go for the kick, which just 3 of 7 on extra points so far in this one. Hmm. 1 of 1 on 2 points. Kick is up, and the kick is good.
How about that?
Full running clock clinched again. 60-7 lead for Columbia over Vandercook Lake with that extra point.
The left in the game.
5-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Hunter Chubakowski. We're going to leave it right here for the time being, as this one very close to wrapping up here from Columbia. Again, a big crowd, packed house here at Columbia for homecoming. Everybody's having a good time.
They are. They're having a good time. It's hard when you're on this side of the field. It's hard not to have a good time on a day like this. It's like Michigan taking on Hawaii. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, this would probably be a low score for Michigan if it was that matchup. So 60-7. Columbia lining up for the kickoff. Meanwhile, Vandercook Lake still chatting things over on the sideline. I don't know how many plays they're even going to be able to get off. Maybe one before this thing expires.
They got a tight one down in the Glass City. Lumen Christi, 14. Toledo St. Francis, 7.
Wow.
A little over a minute left.
That's going to be an interesting one to follow. Lumen facing a lot of tough, tough teams this year.
Oh.
This one's kicked away. Another squib bounce. It's going to be fielded at around the 30-yard line for Vandy. And going to be smothered there, about a minute 15 counting in this one after that kickoff.
Wow.
Kick brought down around the 35-yard line.
Going to be the 32-yard line. I estimate that's where they place it. By my naked eye, I haven't looked in the binoculars yet. I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
They haven't.
It's 32-ish.
Yeah. So we got about one play left in this one. 44 seconds and counting. Vandercook Lake trying to...
They're going for everything here.
Yeah.
Everybody and their brother is spread out.
They were going to bring in... Didn't even have all the players out there. Got another blocker in there.
Help, someone's got to go off.
Oh, yeah. They got to swap out. Boy, he ran. Good hustle, young fella. Snap. Throw deep up the middle. That one's going to be caught.
Oh, wow.
And is he going to take it to the house? He is. Touchdown, Jayhawks at the buzzer. That time for Hunter Krasnowski.
Touchdown, Jayhawks.
And that'll bring us down to zeros on
That's
the
it.
Clock. 60.
Will they let him kick the extra point?
Is it 60-13?
Is it going to be done?
I think they should still. I think they will let him kick the extra point still. So it'll be 60-13.
Wow.
So, hey, if you're Vandercook Lake, that's a positive way to end the game at least.
Well, yeah, you got something to build on.
So big touchdown play to end it. They're not even going to do the extra point. That'll just be it. They're going to end it right there. So 60-13, the final score.
13.
Both teams scoring 13 points in that final quarter. Very high scoring affair
for
Columbia Central on their homecoming. What a way to finish here. So good game for the Golden Eagles. Any other scores for us, the Mark W. Daly?
Well, let me see what we have here.
Be careful.
We just talked about that Lumen and Toledo St. Francis score. And the last one we had was 26-6, end of third for Vikings on top of Monroe St. Mary. Or, I'm sorry, on top of Monroe.
Just Monroe.
So, just Monroe, not Monroe St. Mary's, just Monroe.
So Columbia Central just running all over Vandercook Lake right from the start. 19-0 lead
yes.
in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
40-0 at halftime. Already clinching the partial running clock at halftime and then just able to run away from it in the second half. And again, you know, it's easy to, you know, you can sometimes be like, hey, maybe you shouldn't run up the score. But we talked about it. Columbia Central, there's games where they're on the receiving end
yeah.
of that. So for them to be on the dishing end of a major blow like that to get the full running clock. A big win for them to get back to 500.
And how many times have we seen it, too, where they take their foot off the gas, all of a sudden the other team gets close to getting back into it. So,
yeah.
you know, you just... Yeah.
So,
apparently they had a lost phone here at Columbia
yeah, we
Central.
Got a lot.
Okay.
Other window. All right, so Columbia, just big numbers across the board. So... The quarterback, Connor Renfro, 11 of 13 passing, 206 yards
wow.
for three touchdowns. And, I mean, we got guys all over the place. We got Trent Troyer, 6 catches, 85 yards and a touchdown. We've got Elias Luzzi, 3 catches, 80 yards and a touchdown. Even Dylan Penix, 2 catches, 41 yards and a touchdown. And then on the ground, touchdowns all over the place. Boston Pilisinski, 132 yards and 6 carries with the touchdown. You got 92 yards and 6 carries and 2 touchdowns from Julian Boardman. Just domination from Columbia Central. And unfortunately, Vandercook Lake wasn't until the end when the full running clock was clinched.
Yeah.
That's when they finally eased off a little bit. A couple plays there at the end by Vandercook Lake to get on the board. But
You had different defensive packages in there, too, I think, with some other personnel who didn't see as much turf time. So that, I'm sure, played a little bit into it. Vandercook Lake right there at the end, they showed us a little something that they could throw the deep ball, that they could make some things happen on offense.
Yeah, but it was Columbia Central with the big home win. One more time, final score 60-13. Columbia Central improves to 3-3, and Vandercook Lake drops to 3-3. Any final thoughts for TMWD?
Wow, we're done before 10 o'clock for a change.
I know, that's a fast game. I was going to say, we've had games where it's like we're just now starting the fourth quarter.
Right.
Right about now. So we'll definitely take this one.
Yeah. Not what I had anticipated. I thought we were going to have a little bit more of a shootout here. But, I totally like what I saw from Columbia Central on the field tonight.
Yeah, and Vandercook Lake's still a very young team.
Right.
They just started playing 11-man football again just last season, so it's still a work in progress. And again, they've already surpassed last season's win total. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm just really looking forward to seeing in the next couple of years what Coach Dan Medina is able to build this Vandercook Lake team up to.
Right. And it's hard to keep your kids' head in the game when they're getting blown out like that. Yeah. And we saw a little bit of that in the third and the fourth quarter. But once they brought in other kids, there's a little more oomph there. And that came through. You saw that right there at the end of the fourth when they were making those big plays. And
yeah,
they were even getting some stops on D, too. So it was, yeah.
There we go.
Flashes.
One more time, 60-13, final score, Columbia over Vandercook Lake. That'll do it for tonight for the Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiki dealing with our shenanigans back in the studio. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into the presentation of High School Football on Q105.3. Good night, everybody.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's hit music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
First down cuts into the line inside the tackle.